Chapter 13, Destroying the Works of the Devil. One of the strongest scriptures in connection with healing is Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ Jesus from the dead shall give life also to your mortal bodies through his spirit that dwelleth in you. This is physical healing. This is the Holy Spirit taking the life of God and making it efficacious in our physical bodies, making it health and strength and life to us. This same Holy Spirit who raised the dead body of Jesus is now working in our death-doomed bodies, making them perfect, sickless, and sinless. 1 John 3:8, He that doeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. To this end was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus did his part of destroying the works of the devil. After he left the earth, he sent the Holy Spirit and gave us the use of his own name and this wonderful revelation, the New Testament, that we, his representatives here on the earth, might go on destroying the works of the devil. The sin, the sickness, and the disease that are in the church today are there because of our not taking our places in Christ. They are prevalent in the church today because we have never been exercised to do the work that Jesus said we were to do. Do you think he would have given us John 14:12-14 if we were not to use it? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. He meant that we should do greater works than he did, because there are a greater number of us. Our work is that of destroying the works of the adversary. The weapon we are to use is found in the 13th and 14th verses. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, that will I do. That word ask means demand. His name is to be used in the sense that we see it used in Acts chapter 3 by Peter, who spoke to the impotent man at the gate of the temple, saying, In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. This is not prayer. This is casting out demons in that name. There is healing for the sick in that name. There is power to break disease and sickness in the hearts and lives of men in that name. Can that name of Jesus keep us from sickness? Can it keep us from want? Can it keep us from poverty, fear, and the dread of hunger and cold? Can that name be used just as Jesus suggested in Mark 16:18? And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The early church was utterly independent of circumstances. I don't mean the whole church. I mean the apostles who understood fully the use of the name of Jesus. Men could be sick then by breaking fellowship and because of lack of knowledge, just as they can be today. The early church, that is, the Gentile portion of it, had never had any revelation from God. It was utterly raw material. The Jews were in worse condition. They were covenant breakers as the modern church is. The most difficult to deal with today are the most religious. If there was sickness in the early church, it was to be expected because they had no precedent, no examples ahead of them. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. We are his instruments to do his work. We are to destroy sickness in the church. Our new slogan is, No more sickness in the body of Christ. His word is to become a reality in the lives of men. The fact that he bore our sins and put sin away by the sacrifice of himself, and that he made provision for the remission of all that we have ever done or said, proves that we should not be sick or in bondage to sin. He made the sacrifice for sins, the things we had done as a result of the sin nature. The new birth wipes out everything we have ever done. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, they are become new. Romans 8:1 becomes a reality. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. The people who are in Christ Jesus are sin-free, disease-free, condemnation-free. Let us then arise, take our place, and go out and carry this message of deliverance and victory to others. It is very important that we grasp clearly 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, even unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. We have God's nature, which gives us a perfect fellowship with the Father, a perfect right to use his name, a perfect deliverance and freedom from Satan's dominion. 2 Peter 1:4, Whereby he hath granted unto us his precious and exceeding great promises, that through these ye might become partakers of the divine nature. John 14:13-14, If ye shall ask anything in my name, that will I do. Romans 6:14, For sin shall not have dominion over you. If sin cannot lord it over you, disease cannot lord it over you, because they come from the same source. The nature and life of God that has come into you will give you life and health. Psalm 91:16, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. We all admit that the 91st Psalm belongs to the church. It could not apply to the Jew, but it does apply to us. He will cover thee with his pinions, and under his wings shalt thou take refuge. His truth, or word, is a shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. There is protection from earthquakes, from cyclones, from pestilence, from sickness, from war. This thing puts us into the realm of the supernatural. We are linked up with Christ, so that he said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. John 15:5. The life in the vine is the branch. As soon as the branch is wounded, the vine pours life into the wounded branch, so it can go on bearing fruit. So the life of God pours into the body of Christ, and heals the members of sickness, disease, and want, so they can go on bearing fruit to the glory of God. Worry and fear poison the bloodstream. Faith in the Lord Jesus purifies it. Disease is defeated by your confession of the word. Disease gains the ascendancy when you confess the testimony of your senses. Satan is whipped with words. You are healed with words. Make your lips do their duty. Fill them with his word.